I didn't think that there were other places in the world where people had a different sense of time, but it turns out that I spend some time with a group of people, a whole culture of people, actually, who have a very different sense of time, even though they recognize fully and understand what we mean by line time. These people are called Australian Aboriginal people. They date themselves back, I think one told me, 250,000 years as being the original inhabitants or coming to the land of Australia at that time. In a book, W.H. Stainer wrote, the title of the book was called White Man Got No Dreaming. He was referring to what is known in Aboriginal culture as Elchiringa. It's a word that's used by the Arunta or Aranda tribes of Australia, and it was first introduced in the West by two Englishmen, anthropologist Baldwin Spencer and his co-worker, researcher Frank Gillen. Gillen and Spencer, back around the turn of the 20th century, came up with this notion because they were trying to map out, do anthropology, on the native people of Australia. And Stainer prefers to call this Elchiringa the dreaming or simply dreaming. And dream time is a kind of a curious term which reflects it. Surprisingly, it is not a term that is original to the Australian Aboriginal people, but rather it was really first coined by Gillen in 1896 in his attempt to understand the Aboriginal concept of time. And it was used by Gillen and Spencer in their now classic work of 1899. And even though Aborigines think of Elchiringa not so much as dream time, but more as the law or the sacred understanding of life, time nevertheless enters into it. The title of Gillen and Spencer's book is called The Native Tribes of Central Australia. Not a very exciting title, I realize, but it was first published in 1899. It's still available from Dover, so if you want to get hold of it, you can certainly do so. What is the dream time? Let's use their term. It's kind of poetic in a way. It refers to a time of heroes who lived before humans and nature came to be as we now know it. It was a time long ago, as once upon a time there was this. That is, neither time nor history are actually implied in the meaning of the dreaming or the dream time. Time is an abstract, objective concept which doesn't exist in the Aboriginal language. The dream, this dreaming, cannot be understood in terms of history either, because the normal linear time doesn't really exist. The dreaming refers to a complex state, complicated, that eludes our normal Western way of thinking about time. And it eludes even our logical thinking about time because it indicates something we're going to be coming to in the next session. It indicates that time may go in a circle. Ooh, what does that mean? Well, according to another Australian scholar whose name is Love, the early Australian Aboriginal people, when they first arrived in Australia, according to him, sometime between 40,000 and 120,000 years ago, they saw and were faced with flora and fauna, that's plants and animals, that were very different from what they had known in their own land. I don't know where their own land was. These macrofauna, as Love calls them, became in myth and legend the animals of the dream time, and their stories became models for human behavior and were enshrined in ceremonial patterns. As Stainer explains, an Aborigine may regard his totem, or the place from which his spirit came, as his dreaming. He may also regard tribal law as his dreaming. According to another expert, Ebenezer Adejumo, I think is an Aborigine, he said that dreamtime is not a fantasy. And instead, it has much to do and as much meaning to them as psychologists and psychiatrists place in our dreams of today. The myth of the dreamtime contains records associated with areas of land, sociological concerns, people's personal experiences, and since the Aborigines reenact the stories of the dreamtime through ritual, we can figure out that all of the past and the present and the future in them, in terms of their stories, in terms of what they reenact, coexist at the same time, as if they were parallel universes of experience in which we look from one to the other like a three-ring circus. Together, these realms make up a reality in which our sense of present time is just a small part. This dream time is eternal. It goes on. It's timeless. It's as close as they were able to capture the spirit, this river of time. So the spirits of the people are linked by this. They have existed in the past. They will exist in the future. They exist in the hearts and minds of the children yet unborn, and they exist now in the hearts and minds of the people of the land. And the Aboriginal people see themselves and all humanity this way. There's no division between time, eternity. All time is essentially now. To keep this awareness alive, songs have to be sung, dances must be performed, and these creative acts. Remember back to fluctuation 4 about the black time where you just think you're close to ego, you're close to the eagle estate, but doesn't have any ritual in it? These guys know you got to do ritual to get to this stage. You can't just go black, okay? These rituals keep the awareness of this river alive, or this floating soul alive, this floating mind alive. These are dances. They must be performed. These creative acts become part of the repeated reincarnation of spirit, reenacted countless times in repetition by human forms throughout what we call linear time. By keeping track of the stories and the legends, the spirit is, in a real sense, keeping track of himself, itself, herself, his path, her path, our path, and pattern through historical time. Certainly, the Aborigines are well aware of linear time. They know all about it. But I assure you, their English use of their own sense of time and their way of talking about the dream time and time itself is very different. Listen to this. This is a poem that one black, what they call fella, shaman, or just an elder, said to Stanner in his book. White man got no dreaming. Him go another way. White man, him go different. Him got road belong himself.